This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Today on The Dark Side of, Elizabeth Holmes' lawyers will take a major risk if they call her to the stand. Travis Scott stops music at Astroworld to help a fan in a newly released video. Alex Murdaugh denied bond a second time on charges stemming from the alleged misappropriation of settlement funds. Those stories and more today on The Dark Side of.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is The Dark Side of.
That it is. Welcome to the show. If you like us, please press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. Be sure to leave us a review over there on Apple Podcasts as well. We do appreciate that. We got bonus content for you, advanced episodes, commercial-free episodes over on our Patreon page, patreon.com. Or go to the Patreon app, search Dark Side of. Or go to darksidepod.com and be directed over there as well. $5 a month gets you access to all that stuff and helps keep us on the air. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, Tony, I have to full disclosure before we go into this episode. I am like bizarrely fascinated by this Elizabeth Holmes case. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm totally into it. And I don't know why, but I have been following the trial. And I don't know why I'm so fascinated by it. But it's just, it's very interesting to me. So I'm really excited to talk about that.
It's it is a very, very fascinating story. And because I think there's no telling where this woman's personality is going to go. And that's what makes it so, you know, crazy. And there, if you, especially if you've watched the documentary that was out about it, really just there's something not right here with her that, I mean, allowed for this level of behavior. I mean, it just on the surface, if you don't know much about the case, you're just kind of like, oh, well, you know, maybe this didn't work. And it was like just trying to cut a corner at the very end. No, like there's so many layers to this shit show that you had to make conscious right, wrong decisions. And it was just always maniacally bad. And,
exactly.
And it's like, how on earth do you think you're going to get out of this web of horrible choices? And eventually,
it's just amazing
how far it went, though. I mean, these things were like in Walgreens. And I mean, it was out. I mean,
it was in Walgreens.
Yeah. I mean, and to
like you duped Walgreens.
Like how?
Not just one Walgreens down at the corner.
No,
you duped like
Walgreens.
The head of Walgreens.
As a
whole.
Like
the company.
These were like in thousands of stores. and they kept giving out bad information. And then, I mean,
I don't know if it made it into thousands. It made it into, I think, maybe more West Coast Walgreens.
It was at least hundreds. I thought it was thousands, but
I think hundreds.
Yeah. So, and then people are getting bad information. They're making health choices based on this. I mean, I only wonder, you know, how many people can go back and if you were to trace that, someone's decision based on something out of that machine, and then ended up killing somebody, you know, just be like it said, oh, this is way out of whack. I got to take more of this. You know, and they do that, and then that has a horrible reaction because the information is so off, and the family has no idea. They're just going, well, they thought that this, but, you know, I guess it was just their time.
Got the test done at Walgreens.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, well, you know, who knows? You know, those things change, and it was just completely, like, you know, natural causes. But I don't think we'll ever know that number, but you got to think, this shit spidered out like that, and just... God, all for what? Because she had the idea that she thought this was going to work, and then it really didn't, but she still was going to stop at nothing to make it appear to have worked?
I don't know. I have literally taken a very deep dive into this.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but there's something fascinating about her, obviously, because she was able to convince so many people of what she was doing was legit. And, oh no, do you have a special song for Elizabeth Holmes?
It's just you don't know why you're so into her. I'm just...
Oh, I heard a song in the background. I'm like, are we going to have a long distance dedication? Anyway... There's just something about the whole thing that I just can't quit. Like every week I read the updates on the trial.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's just, it's very fascinating to me.
I don't even know how to.
Well, yeah, we'll do that. We'll talk about the story then.
All right. So here's
it's fascinating.
Here's the story. And here's what is being said. Elizabeth Holmes' lawyers will take a major risk if they call her to the stands. This is from Yahoo Finance. A big question is on the minds of jurors, prosecutors, and maybe even Elizabeth Holmes and her defense team. As government lawyers come close to wrapping up their fraud case, will the fallen Silicon Valley entrepreneur take the stand to defend herself? It's no easy formula to arrive at a decision. Criminal trial attorneys tell Yahoo Finance, though, some critical considerations are bound to weigh in. The biggest risk that you can take at a trial as a defense lawyer is to call your client to the stand, trial attorney Andrew George told Yahoo Finance. The safe thing to do as a lawyer is not to, but they can also be a very safe way to lose. Holmes, of course, is charged with fraud in connection with her failed blood diagnostics company, Theranos, which raised more than $700 million from investors and was valued at $9 billion before it imploded under regulatory and legal investigations. Her lawyers made the unusual move of disclosing in closed hearings that she likely is to take the stand to testify about an alleged abusive relationship with her co-defendant, former Theranos COO Ramesh Sunny Belwani, who will be tried separately. Still, her defense lawyers may base their advice to Holmes on whether to testify on evidence presented by prosecutors who are expected to wrap up the case in the following days. So this is interesting. We're adding a love story to this now?
Oh, yeah. They were dating. And so they were in a relationship for a long time. And it was not disclosed. People who worked with him didn't know. Now, some of her close, like her brother, mm-hmm. worked for her. You know, so close people knew, but most people had no idea. So to me, okay, you can blame it on your COO. You were the CEO.
Yeah.
So to me, even if there was something that Sunny Belwani did, you were the CEO of the company. So you can't really just go, yeah, but he made me do it. I don't think that's a defense or, you know, I was intimidated, so I did it. You were the CEO.
She was
period.
The one, she held more power. She could have fired him.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like any business that you work at. It's like, so you've got your boss saying, yeah, well, my assistant told me to do all that.
And we're also dealing
with adults.
It's like
not a defense.
These are adults that can make right and wrong decisions, you know?
And they were working together.
Yeah.
You know, so, and there's all these text messages of them back and forth. So I have the feeling her manipulation, I was a victim thing won't, I don't think that will help her at all.
No.
And it shouldn't.
No. I think it's you a know, last ditch effort.
I'm fascinated. We were talking about this before we started recording this, you and I. I find it very fascinating that a woman who dropped out of college, who started this company when she was like 23 or something like that. I don't even think she was that old.
19.
And has no background in any of this sort of thing, because with one drop of blood, you can run all these tests on these Edison machines or whatever she called them. This whole Theranos company. Like, and these people like, you know, the DeVos family, the Walton family, the Murdoch family, like these uber rich people are like, well, that sounds great. She had Henry Kissinger on her board of directors. And these people are like, yeah, I'm in Walgreens. Now, there was one guy who came out from Walgreens. He actually quit his job over it. He was like, this is so wrong that, you know, they're not proving anything and they're asking, you know, and lots of investors asked for information and they would just bullshit them. And mm-hmm. They'd be like, okay, we'll get back to you on that. I'm super busy. And, you know, it's just, all these people fell for it. And I'm like, what part of a 19-year-old who dropped out of college with no background in any of this, do you go, I'm putting my money on that company?
I know.
You know, and I get that they're talking about this week and last week in court that there's some documents that they presented to potential investors that had, you know, some logos of like Pfizer on mm-hmm. there and another company, and they were doctored documents because Pfizer never did back it.
No.
And so maybe if you see that and you're like, well, she's got them, you know, and I think that was part of it. Like
nobody
the
did
DeVos
their
family sees that the Walton family's in and the Walton family sees that the Murdoch family's in. And you know, it's this, all these people are trying to find the next big cash cow.
Yeah. And they didn't vet it. It was just like, there was so many ways you could have vetted this person. And like nothing.
But then they brilliantly would put like the Pfizer logo on something. So then these people are like, Pfizer, they're well known.
Yeah. And you would think.
So they also deceived these people.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's this fascinating, like, I just don't get how everybody was like, I'm hitching my wagon to her. And, you know, she doesn't even sound like someone who's smart. I mean, with all respect, it's just, she doesn't sound like a super well-educated woman.
Yeah.
But she came across with confidence, I think, and she just became this it girl. And
she started riding the wave and she surfed it well. She did not fall off for a long time.
They knew fully well their equipment wasn't running these tests accurately.
Yeah.
It wasn't doing at all what they were saying it was doing, yet they kept on telling people it was doing these things.
Yeah.
And it wasn't at all. And so I just don't know how you get, I guess that's why I keep up on this trial, because I'm like, I don't see how you get off with your excuse of, well, Sonny Balwani made me do it. Or, you know, part of it is, well, as an investor, you didn't do your due diligence is kind of another part of this strategy. I don't know how that plays out. And I'm kind of fascinated to see how it will. And she's gone on. She's with a new guy. She has a baby. Like, I feel bad.
There will be criminal fraud charges, you know, and there are a lot of financial crimes and things of that nature, of luring investors in with false information. They'll get wire transfer. You know, if any payment was made via wire, which I'm sure most of them were, wire fraud, there'll be a fucking litany of shit that they can get her on.
I would think so.
You know, yeah. So it's
and I don't know. Do you just at 19 go, I've got this, you know, and maybe in her mind, she was like, I have this really great idea. She would say, I have a really great idea. And you just take one drop of blood and you can run all of these tests. And, you know, we've got this machine. You know, it's like, okay, we all have had great ideas. How did she end up getting millions and millions of dollars invested in her idea?
I don't know. I think probably.
But, I mean, they did go, like, they did try to make this.
Yeah.
You know, they did go after. It wasn't like they weren't making this, or at least attempting to.
Yeah.
It just never happened. At least they tried.
It wasn't physically possible.
But in the meantime, you know, she's private jetting around the place and has got all this money, and
it was a mirage. It was all a facade. You know, she was getting the money, but the thing is, it was all like based on something that's not even a usable product. And she knows it, and she just kept riding that wave. And I don't know if she was hoping it would be corrected at some point, or she just knew that she was already so far in. It's like, well, if I say anything now, I'm going to jail. If I just see if I can let this, maybe we'll get it fixed, and maybe I won't go to jail then, because, you know, we'll just say, oh, you know, we changed some technology. You know, maybe that was it. Maybe she just got so far in, and it was like, my only choice is to ride this out. It's my only possible out where she doesn't end up in prison.
Yeah, because I mean, they definitely attempted to make this machine.
Yeah.
Edison, whatever they called it.
And then it became fraud after that.
So they definitely did. But then in order to run the tests on the one droplet of blood, that would be an entirely different thing. The beard test. But they actually bought machines that other companies used.
Because they knew those were not working. And
so
they needed
were
to
running
produce
these tests on other companies' machines.
Yeah.
Knowing. And like, they, like, I've listened to some of the scientist people who were trying to do this machine, and like, listening to them talk, it was very fascinating. Like, they were trying to say, look, we're not where you're saying we are.
Yeah. The technology she's didn't going exist. After,
yeah, not at all.
That's the scary thing.
And in the meantime, people were getting blood drawn and some tests done and thinking that this was good equipment, and it wasn't.
The only good results that came out of there were the ones that were done on the other company's machines.
You know? Exactly.
And that was the only time they were right. They knew it. And that's why they had to start doing them. Let's go to the Travis Scott story. Travis Scott appeared to have stopped his music during the deadly Astroworld Music Festival last week to help a fan in distress, according to a new video being shared on social media. The concert in Houston, Texas left 8 dead, one woman brain dead, a 9-year-old boy in a coma, while dozens of other attendees were injured when the crowd reportedly surged during Scott's set. In a video posted on Twitter, Scott can be heard yelling about a fan passing out and needing medical attention. Whoa, whoa, we need someone to help. Somebody passed out right here, the musician says into the mic. Hold on, don't touch them, don't touch them, he told the crowd. Everybody just back up. Security, somebody help, jump in real quick. Come on, somebody get in there, Scott continued. It's not clear what Scott could see from the stage as his fans were getting pushed, punched, pinned, and trampled, some screaming out to stop the show. Since the incident on Friday night, Scott has been widely criticized for continuing to perform on stage for over 30 minutes while people were hurt. In another video posted on Twitter, an ambulance can be seen trying to navigate them through the crowd while Scott plays. In an Instagram post on Saturday, the rapper said he was devastated by the deaths and suggested he was unaware of what was happening below him. Anytime I can make out what's going on, I stop the show to help them get the help they need, he said. I could just never imagine the severity of the situation. Scott is famous for encouraging fans to ignore security and crowd surf the stage, dive in the mosh pit below him. A commercial for this year's Astroworld events has since removed from YouTube shows fans breaking through barricades and storming the concert grounds at a 2019 event. In 2015, Chicago officials said Scott encouraged fans at the Lollapalooza Music Festival to vault security barricades. The rapper was sentenced to 1 year of court-supervised supervision after pleading guilty to reckless conduct charges. In 2017, Scott was arrested after he encouraged fans to bypass security and rush the stage during a concert in Arkansas, leaving a security guard, a police officer, and several others injured. Scott faced several misdemeanor charges, including inciting a riot. He pled guilty to disorderly conduct and paid a fine. Scott is also being sued by a concertgoer who says he was partially paralyzed when he was pushed from a third-floor balcony in New York City concert in 2017, an incident the man says happened after Scott encouraged people to jump. As of Wednesday, more than a dozen lawsuits have been filed so far against Scott and several companies, including entertainment giant Live Nation, concert promoter Scoremore, a nonprofit managing the Houston-owned venue. The complaints allege that organizers failed to take simple crowd control steps to staff properly and to act on early signs of trouble at the sold-out concert at NRG Park that attracted 50,000 fans. The way the concert was set up, planned, organized, and the way things were handled once there was a problem, it boggles the mind, lawyer Tommy Boobsy said this week in announcing that he was suing on behalf of three dozen victims, including 21-year-old Axel Acosta, who died. That was from Fox News and the Associated Press. Thoughts on all of that? Did you see the video where he does...
Stop. No, I did not see that. I didn't realize that when all that happened that he had taken the stage.
He had, and he did. I mean, the video clearly shows he stopped the concert, you know, tried to get people away, and then somebody came in and helped the person that he could see was injured. Now, clearly this guy incites things that could be a huge danger at any concert on a fairly regular basis without regard. I'll give him that.
But that's
the thing. You're playing that card every time that you're not going to know what the fuck's going on in front of you, because when you're on that stage, you don't see like 5 feet beyond the stage because lights are shooting directly at you. So right. I can legitimately get the argument that he didn't understand the severity of what was going on around him.
I don't think anybody got it. Like, because when something like that happens, especially if you're at the front by the stage, you're not necessarily seeing it.
And if those people are trampled,
I would think you would slowly start hearing it.
That's where I would think, you know, security would, because 30 minutes is a long time for this. I would think, you know, those people that are standing by the stage, the security people, would be able to spot that because they're beyond the spotlight, so they can see out.
But the sad thing is there should be, in a situation like that, that's where you see that kind of, what do they call it? Like, it's like fencing. It looks like bike fencing or something like that, where they put it ever so often.
Yeah.
So that you can't get right up on top of, so there is a barricade there. But, so... I would like to think they had that in place, but for someone like him to encourage that kind of behavior at concerts over and over and over and over again, at some point something really bad was going to happen.
Exactly. That's why you just don't fucking do that. I mean,
you can't do that with crowds. And there was one time I was at a concert, it was years ago, and I was in a situation where the crowd surged and I couldn't, like, I'm not a big person.
Yeah.
And and like I'm getting squished. And it was really scary.
Yeah.
For a few minutes. Cause it's like, I was panicking. I've got to get out of here. I've got to get out of here. And it just breaks my heart for those people. And I don't think that they went into the concert, you know, they had the security meetings and everything like that. You know, I don't think they went into it with, you know, ill intent. Mm-hmm. It was like, I think they probably thought they had a plan in place.
Yeah.
I don't know how or why it went so off track. Sometimes it does when the concert was supposed to start at 9 and it's 11 o'clock.
Sure.
You know, sometimes there's things like that. So I don't know why the crowd surged the way it did, but it did.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think Live Nation is going to be financially hit hard.
Yeah.
I think Travis Scott, you know, like, I read right afterwards that he had said that he was going to refund all the tickets and pay for the funerals. And I'm like, okay, what about the people who are in the hospital? You know, there's people who are severely injured after that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, reimbursing me for my ticket ain't going to pay my freaking $20,000 in hospital bills.
There's going to be a lot. I mean, this is going to probably destroy him. I mean, I don't know how
it could really change, and it probably should change the way you do outdoor concerts.
There's so many things that need to be.
Was that outdoors or indoors?
I believe it was outdoors. There's so many things that many need to change. It's like we have a big tragedy. There's so many things that need to change with that. I mean, you see so many poorly set up venues, and it's like, this could go wrong, that could go wrong, and it's like, then it does somewhere, and then everything changes for a little while, and then a couple years later, it's like, well, it hasn't happened for a while, and then everybody just kind of goes back to how things were, and then something horrible happens again. It's just, there's so many things that should be looked at safety-wise, and maybe this will help.
Yeah, you get 50, 60,000 people together, and you could have the best security plan in place. You could even have those barricades in place, but if that crowd decides to surge for whatever reason, they're going to surge.
Exactly.
And, you know, and if you're an artist like Travis Scott and you've been, you know, you encourage the mosh pit, you encourage, you know, pushing people off the balcony, they'll catch them. That's just irresponsible. And it might seem cool at the time, you know, you're an artist and you're up there and that's your thing.
And when you're young and dumb, sure.
And, you know, but it's just tragic. There are people who are gone, families who are, you know, they lost loved ones.
Yeah.
There's a little boy in the hospital. Like I was reading about him. It just breaks my heart. He was like 7, 8, 9, somewhere in there. Yeah. You know,
that's a total, again, a very
tragic. And I don't know what the right answer is, because I think anytime you get in the middle of a large concert venue and there's tens of thousands of people,
well, I think
there's a whole lot of shit that can go wrong.
What ends up happening is those venues are not going to be insured if they book him. And if he's not getting out on the road and he's not performing, that will kill his career. And that's
how you get insurance.
That's likely what would happen in this sort of a case. The venue,
but what about Live Nation? I mean, Live Nation's one of the biggest concert promoters.
Oh, they've had tragedy after tragedy and they keep kicking. But I think, you know, I think the venues are going to look more
so. Was Live Nation part of that Las Vegas thing?
Which one?
The shooting, the mass shooting.
I don't know if they were part of that one. I mean, they were part of Michael Jackson. This Is It, where, you know, he died.
Oh, yeah.
Because of all the exhaustion and propofol. I don't know about the Vegas. It very well might have. They do tend to, you know, put together a lot of these major ones. So I don't know. Alex Murdaugh denied bond a second time on charges stemming from alleged misappropriation of settlement funds. This is from CNN. A South Carolina judge has once again denied disgraced attorney Alex Murtaugh bond on charges stemming from allegedly misappropriation of settlement funds in connection with the 2018 death of his family's longtime housekeeper. The arrest represents just the latest legal and personal challenge for Murtaugh, who says he survived being shot in the head in September. Later, authorities said he admitted a shooting was a conspiracy with a former client to kill him as part of a fraud scheme so his only surviving son could collect an insurance payout. Murtaugh was first denied bond on October 19th by Judge Clifton Newman. Newman ordered Murtaugh to undergo a psychiatric evaluation for further consideration. An order signed Tuesday by Newman says he received the evaluation on October 22nd. After considering the arguments of counsel, the evaluation submitted pending charges and other investigations, and the apparent character and mental condition of the defendant, the court finds that the defendant is a danger both to himself and of the community. Newman's order reads, Murtaugh was arrested last month in Florida on suspicion of misappropriating settlement funds in connection with the 2018 death of his family's longtime housekeeper, Gloria Statterfield, authorities said. Statterfield, who worked for the Murtaughs for more than two decades, died following what was described as a trip-and-fall accident at the Murtaugh home in 2018. According to attorney Eric Bland, who is representing her estate, Bland filed a lawsuit in September against Murtaugh on behalf of the Statterfield's estate, seeking the money that they say they are due. According to the affidavits released last month by the South Carolina Enforcement Division, Mr. Murtaugh coordinated with Gloria Statterfield's family to sue himself in order to seek an insurance settlement with the stated intent to give the proceeds to the settlement family or to the Statterfield family to pay for funeral expenses and monetary compensation for Statterfield's children. Murtaugh deposited more than $3 million into accounts he owned, the affidavit said. Attorneys for the family say Gloria Statterfield praised Newman's decision to deny bond. Judge Newman continues to exercise the correct judicial temperament in connection with the nature of the pending charges and Alex Murtaugh's clear and present danger to the community and to himself. This case and the crimes are unique. Ordinary bond rules are not acceptable in our view, attorneys Bland and Ronnie Richter said in a statement. The justice system continues to work as intended regarding Alex Murtaugh and the Statterfields. Have confidence that with the installation of the court-appointed receiver and continued oversight by judges like Judge Newman, Alex Murtaugh will no longer be receiving favorable treatment, but will be drinking from the same cup of justice that every other charged criminal in the state drinks from, the statement goes to say. CNN reached out to attorneys for Murtaugh, and apparently you didn't get any response. So, wow, I like that last statement. That was very descriptive.
Refreshing.
Drinking out of the fountain.
Right?
It's almost
well,
like...
I was like, I found it a little refreshing in that I feel like half the time I'm pissed off about how it all works. Like, it doesn't seem fair.
Yeah.
Or, and this is like, I think it's fair.
Yeah.
And I think it's right. And I think the guy is a danger, and I think he's done a whole lot of shit we don't even know about.
Yeah. He looks
like... I'm kind of glad to see a guy get what I think he should get.
He comes out now in shackles and a white face mask, and I swear it's kind of reminiscent of Silence of the Lambs. He just always has this look in his eyes that's like utterly crazy. Like, they got me. Like, it's this nervous, weird... It's creepy as shit. And it just, it goes straight to Silence of the Lambs because you think of the guy with, you know, with the big thing on his face, you know, that it keeps him from biting people and shit. This is what this reminds me of. It's like if they picked a different color, like this is the worst color they should have picked for him because it just goes straight to Silence of the Lambs. It was like blue, black, purple, anything but this.
And the guy's like, come on, man. Do I really have to go out in this color?
I don't know.
Like, yes.
I wonder if somebody did that on purpose.
Part of his problem might be he's withdrawing from opioids at the same time. So it might give him that little extra like, whoa, I'm crazy.
Oh, God.
Look about him.
Yeah.
But I do think he's crazy. And I think too. That, like, he deserves this.
Yeah.
And just so often with a criminal justice system, the people who deserve it don't always get what they deserve. And it's kind of frustrating.
Yeah.
And really frustrating if you're a family member.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I think this is going kind of well for we the people.
This one is. It seems like it's a fairly clear-cut case. I mean, that's the thing, though. I mean, I don't know how you would get someone like this off, because it's just like, there's no other excuse for any of this. So, I mean, who knows? I mean, stranger things have happened, but I think this is going to be a done-and-shut case pretty easily. All right. That's going to wrap up today's episode of The Dark Side Of. If you like our show, check out our Patreon page. Support us. Get advanced episodes of the show with no commercials in and other bonus content up there as well. Let's go to Patreon or the Patreon app. Search Dark Side Of or go to darksidepod.com and that'll take you there as well. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download the podcast as well, so you don't miss any new episodes. And if you would, leave us a review over there on Apple Podcasts. We appreciate that very much. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to The Dark Side Of.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.